It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all.
This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana.
I've been getting a lot of questions about this three-day challenge that we're launching, so I want to talk a little bit about that. And more in general, I want to talk about some holiday sales. So if you're up right now, I highly advise you to take out a notebook and grab a pen or take out your other phone and open your notes app, because I'm going to be talking some strategy during this live. I won't go too deep, but just some of the things that are top of mind as I'm, you know, prepping for this workshop for people, some of the things that, you know, that are currently working that I'm seeing for the holiday sales, things I did last year and things that we tested out this year as well. So if you're tuning in, again, what I want to talk about is the holidays. And before I dive into that, yesterday specifically, I put out the three-day holiday challenge. And what the three-day holiday challenge is, it's really a challenge because it's not easy to make sales, but it's really a challenge to put together holiday campaigns, emails, scripts, retargeting ads, etc., to be prepared to sell during the holiday. Now, it's called a challenge because I'm challenging you all to do things that some of you probably have never done before. I'm challenging you all to do things that some of you don't do fully, right? You may go halfway, but not fully commit when it comes to making sales during the holiday. So the three-day holiday challenge is something that I put together. Last year, I hosted this challenge, and we had a few people join, and I was telling them, I said, hey, you know, this was last year. I told them the previous year, hey, I made, you know, $500,000 in sales. These are the things that I did. And the people that did join got a lot of results, right? The people that did join that, they saw a significant increase in their sales. But here's what happened. I did this challenge last year. A few people showed up. And then everyone made money, and then I made $1 million in sales, right? So the previous year, I made $500,000 in sales, and then last year, I made $1 million in sales, and I would tell these individuals, and I would tell people, hey, if you sell something, if you're thinking about selling something, the holidays is the perfect time to test out the thing that you're thinking about, and it's also the perfect time to sell, to double down on the thing that you do, that product-based business that you have or that service-based business that you started earlier in the year but you forgot about. The holidays are literally the perfect time to test when it comes to selling. Because if you can't sell during the holidays, then there's a good chance it's going to be really hard to sell when it's not the holiday season. And so, again, if you have a notebook handy, I would highly advise taking out. I'm going to talk some strategy. But really quickly, those of you tuning in, I am recording a podcast at the same time. I'm doing this at the same time. I'm doing a million other things. What I like to do is what's called batching. I like batching processes together. I don't have a lot of time in my day. I don't have a lot of time in my schedule. So this is what I have to do in order to maximize my output. Again, in order to maximize my output, I have to make sure things align. And some of you all are in your business right now and think about things that you do repeatedly. Think about things that you could do complementary where you could maximize your output if you just did them together or did them in the same flow or did them in the same on the same day. This is what's called batching. You know, batching is going to be really, really important, especially when it comes to trying to maximize output and trying to get the most out of your day, but also trying to make the most, you know, during the day. And so let's get into it. So a quick life update before I dive into this, you know, I guess video slash audio training that I'm about to get into right now to give you, we're going to call this the pre-planning for the 3-day holiday sales challenge. Again, for those of you just joining or listening in, I highly advise you to join the 3-day holiday sales challenge. You could click the link in my Instagram bio. You could go to start.poweryourlaunch.com/holiday-challenge. But again, it's just easier to go to the link in my bio, join the holiday challenge, and let's get this back. But quick life update before I get started recording this podcast. My hamstring is starting to feel good. For those of you that have been listening to my other episodes or seeing me on social media, you know, trying to be Kobe Bean Bryant out here or LeBron James, I had hurt my hamstring. And then I got out on the basketball court too early, and then I hurt the same hamstring again. So it wasn't smart. I hurt the same hamstring twice in a row, but it's starting to feel good again. You know, I'm trying to get back out in the courts. You know, I got a hoop. The second thing, recently I launched a newsletter, and this newsletter I specifically launched was conversations I was having with other business owners to really give insight. So the newsletter is called Permission to CEO. Again, it's called Permission to CEO. And it's really about, you know, the challenges, the internal struggles, the, you know, walls that you hit as a CEO and how to navigate that. And so again, if you click the link in my bio, you'll learn more about that. But if you could just go to abufofana.com and you could subscribe to that newsletter. It's really, really good. The last newsletter I talked about how I hired someone and I fired them in 24 hours. You know, I just let them go. Because, you know, it wasn't going to work out. And I literally talk about why I did that, some of the red flags that I saw in that, and how you could avoid that as well. Because in the past, what I would do was I would hold on to people and I'd say, okay, no, they're going to improve. Maybe they'll get it at a later date. Maybe I just need to. But there's times where it's evident, right? The red flags are evident and you have to make the decision right now. So that's one of the last newsletters that I wrote for that. And it's really, really good. But again, Permission to CEO newsletter. And I'm going to start writing a lot more for that newsletter just about, you know, what it takes to be the CEO of your life and your business, right? And so, yeah, go check that out. The third thing I want to talk about before I jump into this training, I'm trying to give y'all time to go get your notebooks because I'm about to do a video slash audio training, a pre-training for the 3-day holiday sales challenge. Again, you could join that challenge by clicking the link in my bio. The third thing is we're getting close to 100 episodes on the podcast. Now, I'm super excited about this because I started a podcast last year and I've been producing 2 episodes per week. For the podcast. Nobody knows this, but I've been producing 2 episodes a week. Every Monday and Friday, a new episode releases for the Powered AF podcast. And so I'm getting close to 100 episodes. It's been a journey. Let me tell y'all something. It's been a journey. And I'm going to create a whole nother episode specifically talking about, you know, my process and how it's gotten better and how we're averaging, you know, a lot of downloads and a lot of viewership, and we're building a community of over 400,000 people that know about the podcast, et cetera. So that'll be a whole separate episode. But you could go to Powered AF on Apple, Spotify, whatever, and go ahead and leave us a review. Again, leave us a review. That will mean the world to me. Leave us a review. And if you go to our website, poweredaf.com, I embedded an audio button on the website where if you have questions, if you have a scenario around, like, you know, whatever, you could record yourself in the audio. And on one of our episodes, we may play your audio and answer that specific question that you have. So we're working on a lot on that side as well. So again, let's dive into this training. So what I would advise you to do, if you know another business owner, if you know another creative, if you know anyone that sells anything, I highly recommend you sharing this to them, sharing it to two or three people, because we're going to dive into an audio or video training on how to, you know, some of the mistakes that people make during the Black Friday, some of the mindset that people need to overcome. And the last thing I'm going to talk about are wins, some of the wins that you could have right away by setting yourself up for the holiday sales challenge. Now, this isn't going to dive really deep in the strategy or seeing my back end because I can't share my screen. That's why I highly recommend joining the 3-day holiday sales challenge, because it's 3 days of training. This is going to be like 10 minutes of training. So it's going to be at a high level. So let's go ahead and dive in. For those of you, I saw people coming in from different cities, listening in from different cities. I appreciate y'all listening in. You know, let's go ahead and dive into this audio/video training. And before I dive into it, one of the things that I recently have on my whiteboard, it's this quote. And the quote says, if the things on your calendar aren't changing, you aren't growing. Now, let me say that again, because some of y'all are still in bed and some of y'all laying in bed. And some of y'all, if you're out in the UK, are just waking up, right? If the things on your calendar aren't changing, you aren't growing. And this is very simple to understand. If your calendar is the same thing, if the same things on your calendar that as it was 30 days ago, as it was a year ago, as it was 2 years ago, that means you're not challenging yourself enough and you're not growing. And so understand, in order to change and grow, the things on your calendars also have to change. Right? They have to change. You've been waking up at 9 a.m. Maybe you need to wake up at 6 a.m. You know, you've been waking up at 10 a.m. for the last 5 years. Maybe you need to wake up at 7 a.m. now and do something a little bit different. You know, you've been working 2 hours a day and telling everyone how you have a 2-hour a day work schedule, but you're unproductive. You're not hitting your goals, right? You have a 3-day work week, but you're not hitting your goals at all. Maybe you need to stop having that 3-day work week. Maybe you need to have a 6-day work week, right? And so if the things on your calendar aren't changing, you aren't growing. You're trying to do all this by yourself, and you're still where you are. So maybe you need to invest in something else that's going to get you a little bit further. Maybe you need to invest in a course. Maybe you need to invest in a coach. Maybe you need to invest or buy a book, right? Maybe you need to listen to an audio. Maybe you need to listen to a podcast. What are you doing to change? Maybe you need to change the people around you. So again, if the things on your calendar aren't changing, you aren't growing. And that's something that's been on my whiteboard, because I look at my calendar all the time and I'm like, okay, you know, I wanted more speaking opportunities. Now my calendar is changing to that, right? I'm changing to the things that, and in the direction that I want to go in. Does that make sense? Nod your head. I know you're nodding your head as you listen to this. You know, all right, let's dive into this training. So what I want to talk to you about during this specific episode, during our session, is getting the most out of your holiday sales. Now, getting the most out of your holiday sales. Getting the most out of your holiday sales. So I recently posted on my social media that I made $1 million. I actually made $982,000 last year from Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Christmas holiday. So for that 30-day window, we made about $982,000. And almost all of them were new customers, right? Almost all of them were new customers. And so I'm not talking about, you know, these are people that knew me and except, no, these are almost all of them were new customers. And so what did I learn from making almost $1 million in sales during the holiday? Now, the year previously, we made $500,000 in sales. Again, we made $500,000 in sales. So I almost doubled the output. And I remember when I was, you know, thinking when I was doing this training last year, and I told people, hey, sign up and I'm going to do this training. And I had a few people sign up. I think I had like 15 people sign up, and they were the only ones that took it seriously. But all 15 all made 10x their return during the holiday season because of a lot of the things that we built together. I was building things, they were building things, we were exchanging knowledge at the same time of what was working for them and what I could do and what was working for me and what they could do in their business as well. And so I remember last year, I thought I was going to send out 2 text messages during the holiday season. And one of the people, the 15 that I trained, she was like, hey, why don't you send out 7? And I'm like, 7? That's a lot. I'm about to get banned from Verizon and AT&T. But I listened to her input because when you're trying to operate at a certain level, you need to surround yourself with other people that are operating at that level. I knew I was a beast at Facebook ads, and that's what I could teach them. They were a beast at text marketing, and that was the value exchange by being in this very small community during this challenge that I hosted last year. So what I want to talk to you about is getting the most out of your holiday sales. So last year we made $1 million in sales, about 30-day window of new customers. But here's some of the strategy behind it. Here's some of the mistakes that we made along the way as well. And the first thing I want to preface by saying is, here's why it's important to have a strategy during the holidays and not just Black Friday. One of the biggest mistakes I see people make, is that they just sell and they just have a strategy for Black Friday. But they don't realize by the end of November to December to January, this is what's considered a holiday period. This is prime time for CPG products. This is prime time for coaches. This is prime time for people that are looking for tax write-offs as well, for nonprofits as well. And so this is prime time to be visible. But most people, it's the holiday. I want to spend time with my family. I'm going to disconnect. I want to go on vacation. I don't want to do that. And I'm like, bro, you have 9 other months. You got 10 other months to do all that. But the last 2 months, you should do whatever it takes in order to close the sale. Because you know what happens Q1? You're sitting comfortably because you know in Q4 you killed it. And so most people, they have a Black Friday sale and then they shut down business. Mentally, they shut down and they go on vacation. And they miss out on a lot of sales because sales actually start being made going into December, end of December, top of the year. But because they shut themselves down and said, okay, I'm done for the year, they literally leave out $50,000 to $100,000. And if you're a strong business that's operating, that you know makes that monthly already, you're leaving out $200,000 to $300,000 in additional income, in additional revenue, because you decide to take a vacation for you know the 2 months at the end of the year. And so you have to have more than a Black Friday strategy. Right after Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Right? You have to have more than a Black Friday strategy. Here's something that I did last year for a product-based business that I was operating. For those of you that don't know, I run a product-based business, a service-based business, and a digital course, you know, business and consulting because I consult with corporate companies. So I do a lot. Okay, I get it. I get it. I do a lot. And so the 3-day challenge, for those of you that are just joining, you could click the link in my bio. It it starts next week Monday. So it starts to, next week Tuesday, the 15th is when it starts, and it's for 3 days. So it hasn't yet started yet. This is why I'm emphasizing to go join the challenge. Now, if you're listening to this episode in the future, or you listen to this recording in the future, I may sell the replay of the challenge where you could go and purchase it. But again, the challenge starts on the 15th. Go ahead and go enroll in the challenge. Okay, so back to this. So again, you have to have more than a Black Friday strategy. Last year, I was running ads for a product-based business. Again, a product-based business that I was running, and it was doing really well. It was doing extremely well during Black Friday. So I let the ad run through Cyber Monday. There was a problem with the ad, and here's the problem with the ad. In the ad copy itself, I wrote in the ad copy, "Hey, this is a Black Friday sale." So imagine seeing an ad that says Black Friday on it after Black Friday. So let's say it's Christmas time, but you're still seeing this ad that says Black Friday on it. So I decided to run an ad through Black Friday all the way to Valentine's Day. But this ad had Black Friday on it. And the reason why I never changed the ad is because it was working. That ad generated almost like $232,000 between running it from Black Friday to Valentine's Day. And this proved a point to me. And this is what I got from this. People like sales, right? Your consumers like sales. There's something, right, that the psychology of pricing, the psychology of sales, that drives people to purchase when they see something is on sale. And so even though this thing said Black Friday sale and it was Valentine's Day, people were still purchasing this specific offer from this specific campaign that I was running on ads. And so when you're starting to run something during Black Friday, what happens is a lot of times it builds up social proof. A lot of people are taking advantage of the offer, and then they come back to the ad and they like thank you and they're so grateful and et cetera, and they're writing it in the comments. Other people see this during the holidays and they're like, wait a second, let me go ahead and take advantage of this specific offer. And so that was one of the things that we did for this product-based business. We said, we're not turning off this ad. We're going to keep it running. I don't care if it's New Year's. This ad is going to run even though it says Black Friday. The ad made almost, again, $232,000 between Black Friday to Valentine's Day. So here's some of the mistakes that I see. The first mistake I see business owners making is that they email their list just during the holidays. And for some of you that haven't emailed your list yet, and I know the holidays is right around the corner, you know exactly who I'm talking about. For some of you who are on other people's list and you don't hear from them all year, but when they want your money during Black Friday, you also know what I'm talking about. You have to be more visible. You can't just email when you want the sale. So again, what I'm doing right now, for those of you just joining, I'm doing a training. So share this with three other business owners, entrepreneurs, people who sell anything online, share this with them, share this live with them right now. So, okay, so you're emailing your list just during the holidays. Here's my challenge for you all. Do not wait till Black Friday to just send out your first emails to your list. Matter of fact, from here on out, moving forward, please don't wait to the holidays just to email people. So here's my challenge for you all. My challenge for you all, Black Friday is still a few weeks away, is I want you to begin emailing your community first thing in the morning. Again, first thing in the morning, I want you to email your community. And the reason why this is important is because you want to get out front right away. My other challenge to you is that I want you to go live to your community, go live on Instagram, go live on YouTube, wherever your community lives, on Facebook, and I want you to go live. So I'm gonna go live 2 to 3 times a week, but I want you to think and consider going live at least 1 time a week. What this does is you're starting to build rapport with your community. Like right now, I'm live talking to you all. Some of you have never seen me talk before, right? Some of you, people just shared this live with you right now, and so therefore you just enter this room. Some of you have been following me forever, and you're saying, oh, Abu's on. I know Abu always drops a lot of gems and strategies, so let me go ahead and join. And so what you want to do is you want to get your audience familiar with you, especially if you're a product or service-based business. If you're a service-based business, your audience wants to know that you know what you're talking about. When I go live and I'm talking about ads, people know, they know, if they didn't know before, they know, okay, yeah, he know exactly what he's talking about. No, he that guy, right? He that guy. And this is one of the reasons, I don't know if y'all remember the app Clubhouse. I know it's still around. The reason why I love Clubhouse is it wasn't video, it was just audio. So when people were speaking, you knew exactly if they knew what they were talking about. This is the same thing. When people listen to my podcast, the Powered AF podcast, they know right away, okay, no, he know what he's talking about. He been through some stuff. So my challenge for you all is not only email your list tomorrow morning, but go live minimum once a week for the rest of the year. I know you got your vacations planned in the Maldives and to Bali. No, go live once a week for the end of the year. And for those of you that are beasts like me, who want to be a beast like me, go live 2 to 3 times a week for the rest of the year. You're welcome. I know Abu's giving us a lot of homework. Great. So again, emailing your list before the holidays. And then I would, if I were you all, I would try to send out 2 emails per week for the rest of the year. Look at testimonials that you've gotten. Look at product usage, how to use the videos. You know, start looking at some of the content you posted on Instagram and repurposing it, and repackage that into emails that you're going to send out. When you go live on Instagram or social media, what I want you to do is attack the frequently asked questions. Go into your DMs, look at what people are asking you, and go live on each topic. Go to forums, go to Facebook groups. There's another website, it's called Answer the Public, where you could look at what people are searching around your specific industry. So I could go to Answer the Public and type in digital marketing, and it will literally tell me what people are talking about around digital marketing. And so I'm like, okay, I got my topic for what I'm going to go live about. You're welcome. AnswerThePublic.com. Type it in Google in case I'm butchering the URL. The other thing I want you to do is text your list during the holidays. Now, there's sensitivity to text messages. So what I encourage you all to do is text your list at least a few times. Again, I texted my list 7 times during the holidays last year. Again, we made $1 million in sales. So I would highly encourage texting your list if you have their phone numbers already. If not, then I would consider adding a form on your website for people that are opting in or people that are buying, where you're collecting their phone number to start building that database up, where you could then text them during sales that you may have in the future. So there's some people that have this mindset, and I can see it in the comments below, right, is, okay, things are so saturated. There's so many emails being sent out. So their mindset is, I'm not going to sell anything because things are going to be so saturated. This is their mindset. How many of you agree with that? You're like, okay, everyone's going to be sending emails. Everyone's going to be texting. So therefore, things are going to be saturated. I shouldn't do any of this. So there's some people that believe that. And I don't get that thinking, because you had all year and you either always thought like that, or you're just not into selling. So all year, you didn't send out any emails. You didn't promote your business because you were afraid to put out your business, right? You had that mindset like, oh, like maybe it's not a good time to sell, right? Things are so saturated. And I think you're saying that because you're actually not into sales, right? You're actually not into selling. Therefore, you're really not into your business's success, right? If you were into the success of your business, then you would be into selling, right? And I know we all can't be interested in everything that we do, but the one thing you do want to be interested in is selling, because that's literally the lifeline of your business. This is how your business is going to operate. And so you want to be into selling. And so that mindset like, oh, it's going to be saturated. Maybe, you know, people are going to be bombarded. Maybe I should. No, bombard people. I would rather people opt out of my email list that I'm paying for them to be on that email list than to them be on the email list and me never reach out to them constantly. A prime example of this is, you know, the elections are coming up and I'm getting a text from cities I don't even live in telling me to vote for their specific political figure. And I'm like, bro, I don't even live in this city. I'm getting like 10 text messages a day. I'm like, this is a new number. How they got this number? And so, you know, don't have that mindset that things are going to be saturated. You want to bombard people. My rule of thumb of building an email list is that I would rather build an email list of people that want to be on the list than people that just say that I have a big email list. So I'd rather people opt out of my email list because I'm not trying to pay for them. I'm paying a lot of money, y'all. I'm paying a few, you know, I don't want to put my business out there, but I'm paying a good amount of money for my email list right now. And I'm like, one of y'all got to go. Some of y'all got to go. A few thousand of y'all got to go because, you know, I'm not trying to have all of y'all here. 50,000 of y'all got to go. And so I would bombard people, right? That's what I advise you to do if you're operating a business. Again, I'd rather just people not be on the list. And obviously you could have different segmentations. And again, I'm keeping this very high level. I'm not getting into the detail of segmenting so people don't feel like they're being bombarded, et cetera. The other mindset that people have during this time, during the holidays, again, I'm hosting a 3-day holiday sales challenge. Click the link in my bio, join. I highly, highly encourage you. I remember last year we had 15 people sign up and all of them 10x their sales during the holidays. So I highly encourage signing up for the 3-day holiday challenge. And last year it was like, I think it was a day. And so now I'm making it 3 days. So you're welcome. The other mindset that people have is no one is going to buy. So when people have this mindset of like no one's going to buy, my thought is always, well, why don't you find out, right? If you think no one's going to buy, well, why don't you find out? Just put it out there. The holidays is the perfect time to test when everything is on sale, just how much your idea sucks or just how much your idea is amazing, right? The holidays is the perfect time to test because people are just spending money left and right. Last year, and back in 2020, when we were going through the pandemic, people thought, oh, we're going through the pandemic. No one is buying. No one's buying. And then we had the biggest Black Friday, Cyber Monday, holiday sales in the history of the U.S. And then last year, people said the same thing. And then we topped it in 2021. And now we're in 2022, and people are still thinking that people don't got money to spend during the holidays. Like, think about it. And now we're about to probably blow out last year, even though they say we're in a recession. We were going through a pandemic, and they were saying this, right? Even years where we have recession during the holidays, we always outperform the previous year. And so I highly encourage you all to continue selling through the holiday. And so again, no one is going to buy is, I don't want to say it's a weak mindset because I don't like calling anything weak. But it's not a business mindset. Like, why are you in business? It's not a serving mindset. Because if you were really interested in serving people, then you wouldn't be thinking about selling. Selling wouldn't be the thing that held you back. If you're really interested in serving people, then you want to sell. You almost have an obligation to sell. You know, I was reading this and listening to this podcast about Steve Jobs. And it was saying, Steve Jobs said, once you have a really good product that you sell, a product or service, your obligation is to get it to as many people as possible. If it makes people's lives better, you need to get it to as many people as possible. So he says, first, I built a good business. And when I realized I built a good business, a good product-based business, I had to realize I had to turn into a marketing company. Apple create good products, but in order for Apple to get it out to everybody and if my vision is everyone to have an Apple device, is that I need to make sure I'm a marketing company as well. And you guys, and most people don't get that. That goes over most people's head is that if you have something good that you're selling, you need to become a marketing company. Your obligation, if it's improving people's lives and making a difference, as you say it does, that your product does, that your business does, that your service does, then you all need to become a marketing company. The second phase of a company is to become a marketing company, because then your obligation is to get it into as many hands, as many lives as possible. So the idea of no one's going to buy, well, let's find out. Let's find out, right? Let's find out if no one's going to buy. And so this is the perfect time to sell during the holidays. So again, the last thing I want to talk about is ads, right? The Facebook ads guy is ads. What type of ads should you be running? And I'm going to dive deeper into this during a three-day holiday sales challenge. Again, click the link in my bio. And I see some of you are enrolling in it. I'm looking at my screen right now and I'm seeing sales coming through. So shout out to you all that are enrolling in the challenge. It's going to be really, really good. Again, the challenge is going to be really, really good. Anyways, so the last thing I want to talk about is ads. I highly encourage running ads during the holidays. It's just different. Look, it's just different. Like when you start running ads, it's especially to segments of people with different types of messaging. When we made $1 million in sales last year, during the Black Friday, Christmas, et cetera, the thing that really worked for us was creating different types of pieces of content. Again, we created different pieces of content, meaning that we didn't create one content and say, okay, holidays or Black Friday sale, buy. We created different types of video content, still image content. So when someone would leave our page, we said, hey, you know, our Black Friday special is ending, and then we're going to increase our price by $500. You know, you have till the end of the day. And then we had another campaign that would launch that would start at the next day. So anyone that was, and this is what I call staggering ads. And again, it's a hard concept to explain without sharing the screen. But what staggering ads does, and I'll end it here. One, run Facebook ads, Instagram ads during the holidays. Really high return, especially if you're retargeting users, right? The second thing is to get new users, create different messaging to that specific user for that specific offer. The third thing that we do is what this thing called staggering ads. And what staggering ads says is, day one, I want someone to see this specific type of ad. Day two, I want them to see another specific type of ad. But the people that are seeing it for the first time, let them see day one. And the people that pass day one stage, let them see day two. Now, as people from day two go to day three and day one go to day two, there's a new set of group that goes back into day one. And what this does is called staggering ads, where you exclude each day. So the current day doesn't see the previous day campaign. And that's sort of how we build out these staggering ads. So that worked extremely well for me during the holiday. Again, I'll explain that more in detail during a three-day holiday sales challenge. Because it's a lot easier when I'm in my ads manager, where you could actually see my specific ads that I'm running and referring to. But that's all I have for y'all during this pre holiday sales. It's a light training. It's something light. It's a light snack. But I highly encourage y'all, again, a three-day holiday sales challenge. For those of you who run a business, for those of you who are thinking about running a business, right, or selling something, this is the perfect time to sell, to get sort of a very accelerated training over 3 days into some of the strategies that I'm going to be implementing for my business that you could implement for yours, and a lot of the things that worked for me last year for Black Friday. Again, during the holiday last year, we made $982,000. Let me just confirm that number again. The exact number. Yeah, $982,254 in sales. So again, I'm hosting a three-day workshop to talk through all of that, from targeting to campaign development to writing copy to sort of the what we use to drive sense of urgency, and then to conversions, how we really just doubled our conversions as well. It kicks off November 15th through the 17th. So make sure you sign up today. Right now, we're running an early bird special on the price before it increases. So make sure you take advantage of the early bird pricing. And if you're listening to this in the future, we'll probably be selling the replays of the 3-day holiday challenge. Someone says, is it beginner friendly? Yes, it is beginner friendly. Again, we sort of, anyone that has been at any of my trainings, it's beginner friendly because how I train is how I teach, and how I teach is like you're building a layered cake. I really start with fundamentals, foundation, and then I layer on top of that. That's sort of how I train and teach, because I know I'm going to be teaching the people who have never ran ads a day in their life. And I'm also going to be teaching the people who are new at business. And then I layer on top of that. And then I layer on top of that. And then I layer on top of that. So they, in the beginning, they're probably going to understand 90%. But as we get to the top, these are going to be things that are going to stretch those people that are completely new. And that's okay. It's okay to be stretched. If I'm just telling you everything you know, then that means, you know, why are you here? And so as we climb up, it's you're going to start thinking differently. Like, wait a second, I didn't think about that. Okay, I need to make sure I have that. Okay, I need to make sure I think about that. I need to make sure I have this strategy. That's just how I teach. I layer. And anyone that is a current student of mine in a Power Launch Marketing Accelerator, I mean, you know this. I layer things because that's just how I teach. I need to make sure people are on the same page as me as I train and as I teach. So yes, it is beginner friendly 3-day holiday sales challenge, but that's all I got for y'all. All right, till next time.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.